Purpose in the time of quarantine. Learn to sit still like a mountain in a hurricane. Pema Chodron. I've long held that the good business person and the good Buddhist both look at the world unencumbered by past biases. In this way, business people avoid innovators' dilemma-type pitfalls, as well as keep from falling prey to Dunning-Kruger misassumptions. This principle has served me well in business. My mantra is, I don't know, but I can create a testable, informed thesis and then, a la Edward Deming, test and refine. Quote, all that I possess and use is like the fleeting vision of a dream. It fades into the realms of memory, and fading will be seen no more. But consistent with the lines above from the great Buddhist poet Shantideva, the moment you fool yourself into thinking that there is some predictability, you are reminded of another of my favorite phrases, the Buddha laughs at plans. What we're facing now with COVID-19 is unprecedented for anyone alive today. It is, or should be, forcing us to reevaluate everything, personal and professional. In the midst of this, of course, we have certain duties and obligations. The second of the three Buddhist commitments is the Bodhisattva vow. To paraphrase Chodron, this is the commitment to keep our hearts and minds opened and to nurturing our compassion with the longing to ease the suffering of the world. Beyond the personal obligations I'm attempting to honor during this time, I have obligations as a business person. The challenge I've confronted with respect to many of the companies that I have the privilege to work with is how to balance the duty of trying to keep the business afloat with the duty of being a compassionate human. The two, of course, are not typically binary. In fact, the entire GHS ethos revolves around the thesis that a purpose not product approach obviates many of the tensions that otherwise emerge in a capitalist construct. But when faced with this unprecedented challenge, terms like conscious capitalism or social entrepreneurship seem to tilt too far towards the capitalism or entrepreneurship side of the ledger, when we really need more emphasis on the conscious or social elements. Any business person with even a hint of a soul or a conscience is facing this commerce versus compassion dynamic right now more than ever. Where I've fallen, of course, it is, and I am, a work in progress, is that businesses have a heightened duty. The concept of a fiduciary duty is both an ethical and a legal one. My favorite interpretation of fiduciary duty is a duty of care. In this way, it corresponds nicely with the Buddhist tenet of the Bodhisattva vow. As business leaders, now more than ever, we have a duty to our customers, to our employees, to our stakeholders to provide care. This care can and should come in the form of finding ways to create value, whether monetary, impact, or otherwise. And to do this now requires leaders to be the mountain of purpose amidst the hurricane of confusion.